says Menachis and Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara Azoy. Maloch Ashkechayler Rav Ketina. The Maloch found Rav Ketina the Nichsi Sadina. He was wearing a flax, a linen bag. Malay Ketina Ketina Sadina Bekaita Sarbala Besisva Tzitzis Shel Tchaylis Matheyole. He says that you're wearing begodim both in the summer and in the winter. You're wearing begodim that you're not mechuyev, or you're unable to wear tzitzis, shel chayles, wear tzitzis with. He says that his winter begodim, Rashi explains, was sarbala, is a beggar that had a rounded knaf. So didn't have a kanfei begdim that were mechuyev with tzitzis. So akoponim, he was wearing begodim all year round that were not mechuyev with tzitzis. Linen begodim without knafis that were chayev. So he said, what's going to be with mitzvah tzitzis? So Amalei, Rav Ketina said, and she say, I say. Ketina said, do you get an oynish on a mitzvah asay? Meaning, so I won't be mekayim the tzitzis. You're going to get an oynish for that? So Tosis explains, he says, of course you get oynish on a mitzvah asay. So Tosis explains, it means, he was saying, this type of a mitzvah asay, that's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah that if you're wearing a bag of a dalat kanfis, so then you mechayiv in tzitzis. But if I choose to wear begodim that are not mechayiv in tzitzis, so I'm no worse off than I would have been. So you don't get an oynish for not being in a situation that's mechayiv you in a mitzvah asay. As Tosis says, and asay ki hai she'en od mechayiv liknas talis ha mechayiv im ein lach. I will asay gomo and asay gomo afilu b'fidum ba mitzvah matzah afilu bezen shal matem makin oisei achetetei nash. So that was his time. If Ketina tainit, this is a mitzvah kiyumis, this is a mitzvah that if I'm wearing a talis, I'm mechayiv mitzvah. I'm not wearing a talis, I'm not mechayiv mitzvah. So the Malach answered him back, Malach had the last word. The Maluch Amalei Bizman de Ischer Iker Ischer Anshina. The Maluch, if you're right, under ordinary circumstances, you're not Nenash on a mitzvah asay or a mitzvah kiyumis. But Bizman de Eden Ischer, in a time when there's under Rabban Shalom is in a Midas Hadin or the Midas Akas, when there's a Kas. For the Rabban Shalom, that means when Klal Yisrael, when the individual was over on other Averis, that Balabachi is Mechuyiv to get an Einish for. So at that time, it will be Mitzurif to that, the Bittul Mitzvah, even of Mitzvahs that are Mitzvah Kiyumis, that he wasn't actually Mechuyiv to do, but he didn't seek out an opportunity to be Mekayim. I heard from my father, Kasha, Pasha Pshat, what's Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara needs a husband. Marusha. Okay, you're not going to get schar, that we understand. If you avoid, we're not talking about a person who's going to pains to avoid, he's not doing it lahachis, it just doesn't work out. I mean, that's it, his baguette is not a baguette, which is mechuyev. He's not wearing it not to be mechuyev, and says he's wearing the baguette because it was a warmer baguette. The sarbala was a warmer baguette. It was a baguette that's not, doesn't have dalat kanfis, and I'm mechuyev and tzitzis. So okay, so you're giving up kiyum mitzvah asay of tzitzis, that we understand. But to say the Malach is saying on shisrei a mitzvah asay be either an ischa, and when the Rabban Shalom is in a matzav of kas that you're actually going to be nenash for not availing yourself of the opportunity of being mekayim yet another mitzvah asay, which you could have been at whatever, for whatever reason you weren't, but again, not for any lahachistic reasons. So there's an oynish on such a time, on even on such a mitzvah. What's the pshat? Additionally, I think you can ask, I think I heard the kasha also from my father, that he asked as well. It's an interesting thing. We find in Hilchus tefillin, it says that when you put on your talis and tefillin, you put first on your talis and then you put on your tefillin. Why is that? You think that the tefillin has more kedusha. So then Muki Yosef says in Menachis, two reasons. Either because it's more tadiyah, I believe he says. Sitzis is more tadiyah, you wear it on Shabbos. Or He says, because tzitzis, it says in Gemara that tzitzis is mitzvah tzitzis is shkula chala Torah kula. It says a shvach on mitzvah tzitzis that it's shakul like all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. I believe the Rambam brings it also. The shkula mitzvah tzitzis chala Torah kula. So the shaila is then an obvious question. So why is it? I mean, we're delving into an area of Torah that we don't usually delve, but it's legitimate. It's called for. So why is it that Mitzvah Tzitzis was arranged and set up in such a way that you're not actually mechuyev to do it? It's a mitzvah that you're saying a chakul gachal Torah kula. Why? Because the reason was chavdim is called mitzvah Hashem asisa ma'isam. The Gemara dashes like Chazal. I don't know if it's a Gemara. Chazal say reisam ma'isam was chavdim is called mitzvah Hashem. So chakul, it brings a person with day a kiyum of all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So you would think if that's the case, so v'kidav zayin a chiyev in the Torah, like you put on a chiyev to put on tefillin, mechuyev to put on tzitzis. If it's such an important, if it's such a chashuv and important mitzvah that it brings a person with the akim of kol mitzvah shebetayda, the Rambam could have just as easily have said that you mechuyev to wear a dalet kanfis with tzitzis on it. It's not my shiddur. If you're wearing a dalet kanfis, then you might as well wear mechuyev with tzitzis. Why wouldn't it have a bigger place of more prominence in the scheme of tayag mitzvahs? Again, it's an interesting question, but I think it's a question that we're able to ask, and something that we need to think about. It's an interesting yalkut in regard to the last question that we just asked. I hadn't seen it until recently. Reisam oisim uschat and lasisam oisam. So the Yalkut brings magad akosuf shekolam makai and mitzvah tzitzis malol of akosuf ki lekilim ki and kolam mitzvahs kulam. Like what we mentioned, that it's ki'ilu yom makayim all the mitzvahs. Then it continues. This I think is not as well known. V'aloi dvarim kal v'chaim umayim ha'makayim mitzvah tzitzis malol of akosuf ki lekilim kolam mitzvahs kal v'chaim melechol mitzvah shebetayim. He says, Madach, if you Mekayim Tzitzit, which seemingly like not such an important, in quotes obviously, right? Not in the scheme of things, from the most necessary important mitzvahs to you Mekayim, stumble because it's a mitzvah kiyumis. The Haraya, it's not a mitzvah kiyumis. That itself is no, can have that's the greatest indication that it's not in the hierarchy of mitzvahs, it's not from the things that are absolutely necessary. If he can go through his life without being mekayim the mitzvah, the Torah was not mekayim of you. You can go through your life in theory without being mekayim once the mitzvah. Navas, beating this, it's going to be on Shin and Asay. Okay. But if a person is willing to take that risk, so he's not obligated in mitzvah tzitzis. And still in all, it says, Reisim vasisim oisim, kol mitzvah Hashem vasisim oisim, magid l'chakosim, that it shakul keilu you mekayim all the mitzvahs. So the Yalkut then makes then the obvious kavuchaymus. It says, "Azoy dvarim kavuchaymus." If you mekayim mitzvah tzitzis, this is a mitzvah kiyumis. Clearly not as necessary as let's say tefillin, malol of akosuf kiyum kiyum kol mitzvahs. So kol shkayim to all other mitzvahs in the Torah, let's say tefillin, which is kshus and chamuda, that it's certainly kiyum mekayim kol mitzvah shemitzvah. There's a certain obviously counterintuitiveness about this. It's a cyclical in logic. I can't think about this too much. You get dizzy. But Pashin, huh? Yeah. But this is really what the Muki Yosef is probably bringing. I mean, the Muki Yosef, the Chayyim are stimming with this. On the one hand, you're saying that it's Muki Yosef. It's also a mitzvah kiyumis. Lamais, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So on the one hand, it has a certain character. The nature of the mitzvah is such that you see, Rav Katina and Amoda went around without being the kind of mitzvah. And with the confidence and the certainty that he's not going to suffer any einish, and spiritually, Mistame, he won't suffer nearly as much either as by being mevatel mitzvahs tefillin that's munachat hakafta de gavda. But nonetheless, and on that the Torah says it's shkula, and then the Yalkut says it's koshkei to all the other mitzvahs. So Rav Daniel is saying so. So in what way it sits is more chamed than tefillin? So tefillin is also. You tell me it's not hakoshkei. It's schwer to say that there's nothing unique about tzitzis in this regard. I mean, the Torah says, "Reisam oisim v'schad v'shkol mitzvahs v'asisam oisim." There seems to be some uniqueness in mitzvahs. So, to be masgul what that is. So I heard from my father's fathers. I think he said a beautiful pshat here in the Gemara. So the Torah says like this: Shnayin Parsha Tzitzis Va'ayilochem Tzitzis Urisa Ma'isa Yischatim Is Kol Mitzis Hashem Vasisa Ma'isam V'Loisa Suru Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Yeneichem Ashatem Zaynim Achrei. You think about this; these last few words here are very interesting. V'Loisa Suru, you won't stray. Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Yeneichem Asheratem Zaynim Achrei. That you do stray. It's not the same lashon stray. That you do. That a person is mushba. That he does follow, he follows and he gets turned towards Ashatem Zayni Machrayim, that you turn, it's seemingly, B'teva, that a person turns towards the Einayim and the Leiv and the Einayim. So it says, V'loy Sasudu to the Leiv, to the Levavchem, V'achrei Nechem, Ashatem Zayni Machrayim, that you do turn towards. So the Pshat is L'chayim. What it's saying over here is, Yisrael, that the teva, human nature is such. That's what the Torah is saying. It is very little a person without the help of mitzvah tzitzis, without the aid of the Torah, the segula, and the kayach of mitzvah tzitzis. He says a person is basically almost shtein tayr, doesn't stand a chance. When the shtein tayr, Allah says, suru achrei levavchem v'achrei einaychem, asher atem zoyne machrayim. That's the fact. The fact is that you're zoyne achrayim. You go towards the leiv and the einaychem. And left alone, without the aid of mitzvah tzitzis, the shokul, kikala tayr kula, that it says, re'isem o'isoy, ishatem, asisem o'isom. So the person is at the mercy of his teva, that the Rebbeinu was matbiya, an individual, that is ashatem zayin machrayim. Navas, the Torah is saying, you can't avail yourself. You seize onto, like the medish, the yalkut brings a mushroom, like a person who's drowning, and you throw him a line, you throw him a rope, and the Rebbeinu Shalom, the person is told that kol zman, you hang onto the rope, you're nitzel. So to eitz chayim in lachazikim, it says in the medish, that kol zman, you mavzik, here specifically in mitzvah tzitzis, and to, in a more general sense, to tayag mitzvahs and to taida, that the person has a hope of being saved. The shteik on the pasuk, risa moisam uzchatim v'loisa suru achrei levavchem, that you by nature, that due to your new human nature, he will be zayinim achrei. So mainly he said givaldim. So the pshat is azoy. If a person doesn't do avedas, what does it mean be'idin rizcha? What's meant be'idin rizcha? Either Yisrael means a person did other Averis. And he did other Averis, and mainly he's being nenash for those other Averis that he did, like not eating matzah. Mitzvahs that you are mechuyiv an oynish upon, or Lysa says in the Torah. Other Tayag mitzvahs, which are not mitzvah kiyumis. On that, you are mechuyiv an oynish. Be either Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam state is going to be manish you not only for those Averis, but for that which you didn't avail yourself of, that could have prevented, that you could have avoided, it was biyotcha to avoid. You weren't an oynus. It was taka b'teva ashatim zayin machrayim. Navas, but the Torah, but nonetheless, the Torah gave you a way. The Torah told you. It laid it all out for you, black on white. You should know. You're at the mercy of your yetzer hara. You're leiv and einayim on misarosim. They lead a person astray. And the Torah tells you this one thing: v'hayulachem l'tzitzis u'risim moysam u'schatim v'lois asuru achrei levavchem achrei nechem. Not that maybe you could come to be led astray. Asha atem zoynim achrayim. There's no einod. Tzadik bars ashiyasa toiv v'layechdu. That is in the nature of a person that it will come a time that his yetzahar will be misgaber upon him. He won't be able to fulfill tayag mitzvahs. But the Torah outlined a scheme. The Torah outlined the way in which you could avoid chet. It's if a person wants, you want to take your chances, and you're not, you'll be a shayma Torah mitzvahs. You're silly enough to take your chances. You're foolish enough to try it without mitzvahs. Okay, so that you're accepting that risk. If there's no Eden Rizcha, if you were not over on Avedis, so you're okay. Of a Eden Rizcha, that a person was over on other Avedis, he was Machal Shabbos. So then the Rabbanu Shalom Eden Rizcha says, now you're Mechuyev, not because you were Mevatel Mitzvah Tzitzis. the manisha. It's not a bittul. It's not a bittul. It's not a bittul beating mitzvah either. Can't be manish a person on a mitzvah kiyumis that he didn't see fit to be mekayim. Okay, so you won't get that schar for mitzvah tzitzis. But why are you being manish? That is because he was thrown a life preserver, and he elected not to seize onto what the Torah specifically told him is going to prevent. You're going to be able to use to avoid being over on aveiros of the Torah. So you want to take your risks, okay? But if you went and you were over, then your nenash, even on not seizing onto this mitzvah kiyumis of mitzvah tzitzis, that reisa moisa mashatem zoinim, and avoid your able loisa sudu achri levavtem achri nechem. So it's by extension, it's a greater einish on the aveiros that you were over for not having done everything in your koyach, in your power, that you could have avoided being mechal Shabbos. The way you could have avoided being mechal Shabbos is by wearing mitzvah tzitzis, by identifying and by going out of your way to be mekayim the mitzvah that will lead you to be loisa sudu achri levavtem achri nechem. What's the pshat? What's the husband? What's the beer? What's the beer in such a thing? So this is a skula. Well, how does that work? What's the pshat now? So Rashi brings from the Tanchuma. What does it mean? Like sasudu achil levavtem achrei neichem. So Rashi Halev, he says it's a loshen sasudu. It's like by meraglim at the beginning of the parasha. It says mitura ores vayalu vayasudu as ores. The loshen of meraglim. So Rashi Halev einayim hey meraglim leguf. The lev and the einayim do the reconnaissance. They scout ahead of the person, of his asiya, of the person's actions. So Rashi misarsim loy havedus, and their misarsim to him. They're a go-between. They're that which enables and brings the person lidei the avedus. So ayin roya. The process goes as follows: the eye sees, our leif chaimed, and then the heart wants to say out of sight, out of mind. So inside, in mind, right? The ayin roya and the leif is chaimed. The haguf oisus avedus, and those are the misarsim, the miraglim, the scout ahead, and they prepare the person ultimately, put him in a situation that he's ready and willing and able to be over on the aveda that he's eventually will be presented. So the chayyur dosh teita. This is what it's saying in the pasuk. It's gevaldik the pshat. So the pasuk reads like this: Does a teva in the person ashatem zoyni machreim loisasudu ashatem zoyni machreim? It's such a teva. That's human nature. A person is mushva by what? By his environment, by what he sees around him, by the circumstances that he's in. If his eyes see something, then inevitably it will lead to his life being chaymed, which will inevitably, ultimately, inexorably, will lead his yadayim, his raglayim, his guf to do the avedus that the leiv, the deinayim, and the leiv have already been misas. So how is a person able to withstand and to be loichem and to be ultimately benatzeach against this mitzias, this teva ashatem zoynim achrayim, that the leiv and deinayim could lead the guf to a point that what they see is what they'll want, is what they'll do. He stayed in Pasuk, V'hayu lachem l'tzitzis, u'de'isem oisai. You'll see the tzitzis. Ta'ayin shun b'raya, lo'isasudu achri levavchem v'achrei neichem, like Rashi says, the ayin is raya, divrei's nus, and the leiv is choymen, and the leiv thinks and tracht in machshav is zodis, and apikursis, and so on. That's a teva. There is a teva that the ayin will see, and the leiv will be choymen. But it's up to the person to channel and to place himself in a situation. He has the ability, before the ayin was raya what it shouldn't be raya, and the leg was chaymed what it shouldn't be chaymed. That's a mitzias. But what the person does have the ability to do is that the person's frame of mind, his frame of reference, his atmosphere should be an atmosphere of Torah mitzvahs. His atmosphere, the tzitzis, when you think about it, the tzitzis are gvulim. on the ktsay, in the ktsay of the person, and then the ktsay of what's attached to the person. The person wears clothing upon his guf, and at the corners of the clothing that he's wearing, at the furthest possible point from the guf of shalom that does the ma'is, a person has demarcation points. You have like, mashal, you go on the road, and you see, I'm on the road a lot these days, so I have time to think of mashalim, and I think of mashalim usually that have to do with the road. So it's, you see, there are trucks that they have, they carry like wide loads and things sticking out. So they have in the back a flag, a red flag hanging down. The furthest possible point, you have to stay away. It tells the person, the driver, you have to stay back. The furthest possible, doesn't the tzitzis, or isem oisai, that the tzitzis are in the beged of the person at the furthest possible point to surround him, that he's supposed to surround himself, even in the most mundane ways, with his begadim. These are not spiritual items over here. We're talking about the beged of a person, his overcoat. But the person's environment, he has to arrange it such that he surrounds himself, his whole environment is enclosed. There's an enclosure over here. It's not a Rishus HaRabim. There's an enclosure over here that the person is saying, this is territory that I'm going to protect. This is territory that should remain pure. Re'isem Oysoi, and the Ayin Israel that sits this, Uzchartem, the Schid is belayed. Schid is Zocher is belayed. Uzchartem is called Mitzvah Hashem. Rather than being an Ayin Roya and a Leif Chaymed of a Leif Sasuruach, and the Torah says, get tzitzis. And the tzitzis, you'll be right in the zechid, you'll be right in the tzitzis. Tzitzis is itself, miloshen re'iyah, meitzitz min acharakim. Tzitzis itself, is the whole word is a word which means re'iyah. Meitzitz min acharakim. Tzitzis is a loshen re'iyah. Is re'isem oisai, das ba'etzim, das hashtik re'iyah. This is meant, this is a red flag over here. This is a reminder, a constant, you see it, and it brings to mind to the person whose chatem is called Mitzvah Hashem, Ayin Roya Va'alev Chaymed Va'aguf Oisev Va'asisem Oisem, and Memeila the Guf will be do Tayag Mitzvahs. V'lois Asuru Achrei Levavchem Va'achrei Einaychem Asher Atem Zoynim Achreiim, which you have no ability to overcome. That is the teva. The nature is that you Zoynim Achreiim. So what are you able to do? What you're able to do is that rather than being, that putting yourself in a position, allowing yourself to be in the circumstances that the ayin will be raya things which are not consistent with your ruchnias, that fakir, the Torah has a reminder, constant ayin raya, that reisa moisoi, and then meilu will be maybe lidei the schida, which will be maybe lidei the asiyah of tayag mitzvahs. This, I think, what it means, it says in, it's nichol what it says in Perkei Yavis. In Perek Dalet it says Heavy Rots the Mitzvah Kala the Bereach Min Aveda She Mitzvah Gaideres Mitzvah. The Das Kainim says in the beginning of Parashas Ekev, Balei Tosfos say V'Hoya Ekev Tishmon. So Rashi brings these are the mitzvahs She Adam Dosh Va'Keva. These are the mitzvahs that a person is more mezalzel with. He's not as careful with. These are things which are like on the heel of a person. That it's in his halat yaylech, just in the way. So on the one hand, there's a certain connotation over here, mashmoyis, that there's a certain zilzal in it because it's a mitzvah kala. On the other hand, you see that it's a mitzvah kala because it's in zayin halach yaylech. This is part of the way. This is not once a year you sit down you eat matzah. This is not once a year you sit in a sukkah or you put on tefillin that have a kedushas tefillin. The Balei Tosfos says elu mitzvah shadam dash ma'akevim is kapshuta because your tzitzis schleps on the floor and a person steps on the tzitzis when he walks. He even has a shmuz over there. He says abul chayre it's also to step on your tzitzis. It's a busy mitzvah. It sounds like in the beginning he came out held that there was nothing wrong with a person walking, and maybe it's even something that should be done. Elu mitzvah shadam dash ma'akevim means that maybe it should be like that. So he says no, it shouldn't be like that. About kaponim dasa the mitzvahs, this is a person surrounds himself just in his general halach yaleh in his day, just in the way he goes through the day. There are certain mitzvahs that are mitzvahs kalas. The mitzvahs kalas by dint of the fact that a person, these are not things you make a shecha yonu on. These are things that they have to do with the mundane. A person basically is making a statement how he identifies their reflection of who the mensch how. Is he a person that where sits as he surrounds himself with mitzvahs, which is a reflection of who he surrounds himself with, in what matziv he wants to find himself in what circumstances he allows himself to be drawn into, who is chavedim ma, which yeshiva is he in, where he is for the summer, v'chulu. That's what it means when you're talking about elu mitzvahs. You have a ratz le mitzvah kala. You have to run to the mitzvah kala like you're running to an ari miklet. U'bayreach min aveda, you have to run far from an aveda, because mitzvah is gaideres mitzvah. The mitzvah is kalas as they are, but they have the power, they have the ability that they create a certain environment that leads a person to do all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. On the other hand, if a person does not take the opportunity, does not avail himself of these mitzvahs, again, in terms of his dibuk havedim, in the larger sense, being mizdabik properly, talking properly, dressing properly, the things that on the one hand are superficial, and you'll say they're not so important, they're mitzvahs kalas. And the Torah is minded, the Torah is the first, that they are mitzvahs kalas. They are. Like the Yalkut says, umayim mitzvah kal, umayim mitzvah sittas, which is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. The Torah is not going to tell you how to dress. You need to make that decision. The decision is up to the person. Where does his heart lie? What does he want to do? The person, those are mitzvahs kalas. These are not things which are mandated and regulated by the Torah. This is not a chefzer from Kedusha, which the Torah feels, the Rebbe Shlom says, you wear tefillin once a day. No. It's up to the person. The individual is Re'isa Ma'isam, is Chatem, is called Mitzvahs Hashem, Vasisa Ma'isam. Person has the ability, in effect, to create an environment to which he's able to thrive ruchniyistik, to thrive spiritually. If he doesn't do that, then he's taking risks. And the risks ultimately lead, like the Gemara says, Dan Shisra Mitzvahs Asay Be'idin Risra. You're taking a risk. The Torah is saying it's not something which a person should do. A person should not do it, and the Torah is cannot being made, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Be'idin Risra, it's going to be on Shisra Mitzvahs Asay. And the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Eric Memtes, Pasuk Vav, says in Tehillim, Loma Ira Bimeira, David HaMelech says, why am I fearful Bimeira? What's meant Bimeira? Be'idin Risra. Be'idin Risra, why is it in a time Bimeira when I'm being Nena? Why am I fearful of the Bimeira of the time of an Einish? Avoin Akeva Yisuv Einish. Because the Chatoyim that are Akeva, the Mitzvah Shalim Dosh Akeva, Yisuv Einish brought me. Those Mitzvahs brought me to the point that I'm Ira Bimeira. They surround me. The bitul mitzvah sitzes is on shisui a mitzvah asay bimeidah. That's lo meidah bimeidah aven akeva yisuvayim. So, what is the data? How is a person able to bring himself to the point, to be kind of this darga, to surround himself in an environment of Torah mitzvahs? It's not easy. Avdem gufa the yetzahara. The yetzahara is by yetzahara avdem gufa. So the Yalkut says over here, just another couple of minutes, the Yalkut says, in the end of Shalach, the Alphabet says, Dava Acha. The Lord says, Sudu Acha, Lavavcha, Vachre, and Necha. Magid Shrei Nayim, Hoylchim Acha, Halef. Then Yalkut, the Einayim go after the life. The Einayim go after the life. Because the Pasuk says, Lord says, Sudu Acha, Lavavcha, first, Vachre, and Necha, after. Rashi says, not like that. Rashi brings from the Tanfuma, this is a Sifri. The Yalkut is bringing what I'm saying now. Rashi brings, Ayin Roye, Vaalev Choyme, then the Guf does the Avedis. The Sifri and the Yalkut is saying, Magid Shreinayim Holchim Acha Halev. Zok the Yalkut, Oy Halev Acha Einayim. Maybe it's the Lev after the Einayim. Meaning, I guess, Lois Asuru Acha Levavkam Acha Einayim, maybe you could read it by care. Einayim, which says last is first, Acha Levavkam, then ultimately leads to the Levavkam. Efshe Etmin Lenin Azoy Deposit, not the Pashtis. Of a mehekatayser, you would think fakir. So the Sufi says magid. So the Sufi says amrit. V'chilo yesh suma sha'isa kol teyeva shavoyla. Isn't there a suma? A suma cannot see. He doesn't have a nayit and he has a leiv, and he still does avedus. So can it be that the leiv needs to be triggered by the nayit? Because if that would be the case, how would it be that a suma does avedus? Must be as a hexachon, it starts. The haskala in the process is that the lev is choymid, and then at some point it could be a person has a nayim, so stomach aggravates. It's an aggravating circumstance, but it's not something that's indispensable. It's not something that will be necessary for the person to be choymid. Has to mean that the Einayim come subsequent after the Levavkam, that the Einayim come after the Levavkam. That's Hefer from what Rashi says. And the emphasis is if we didn't have the Yalkut, it itself is Shver. I mean, just the Rashi on its own. Rashi says, Ayin Roya Valei Chaymei, possible Chayyim is saying not like that. I mean, just the traditional Mikra seems to indicate like what the Yalkut is saying. So, Meduchzach, I think over here, it's saying as you say this thing, as you say this thing, maybe whatever we were saying until now, but this is even more so. This is something which is. This is very fundamental, a person in understanding himself, in understanding human nature. It is the way plaguing. The Tanchuma that Rashi brings, that the Ayin is Roya and the Lev is Choymed, is the way plaguing with the Sifri that the Yalkut is bringing, that the Ayin is Hoylech Acha HaLev. How so? Very partial. There's a stage before the Ayin is Roya. The Ayin is Raya, subconsciously, if you want to call it that, whatever the words, actually likes those words, whatever words that you're used to, right? The Ayin is Raya, what the person wants to be Raya. When the Yalkut is saying that Lo Yisusuru Achrei Levavchem V'Achrei Einayichem, the Yalkut is being Mefadish, there's a Lev before the Einayim. That means there's a Ratzon Apnimi, there's a deep-seated Ratzon that the person has, he's pulled in a certain direction, because we'll call it at that point experimentation. The person wants to experiment, he wants to want to be a certain way. You might not be able to control so much what you want, but a person can control the want to want. That means, I mean, just give a mushroom. A person, one of the most addictive things people smoke, right? I mean, there's no gross of awkwardness. I mean, everybody knows. A person doesn't start smoking because he wants to smoke. Right? That's not why you smoke. Because it doesn't feel good, it doesn't taste good, you even look foolish. Right? But the pshat is, but the person wants to want to know how to smoke. That's what he wants. Why does he want that? Because that's what the cool guys do. Right? It looks like something that, you know, looks like something that puts you in a certain crowd, and looks like it feels good, maybe it even tastes good. But at the point that the person is experimenting and the person in a sense, is his ayin is raya. It doesn't start with the ayin being raya, because there's nothing at that point really that you can honestly say that the person is raya and memela delayed his chaymus. It's the chemda that he's projecting, that he's going to have eventually, ultimately, that he wants to involve himself in something that he knows that if his ayin is raya long enough, he's going to develop a taste for, and he's going to get sucked into. He's going to get involved into something that at the point before his ayin is raya, he has no physical attachment and even cheshek for. He sees other people do, and it seems appealing to him for whatever reason. And memela, his lev is chaymed that. Now the lev, in that sense, is like the suru shtein yalkut leisurach levavchem achreyeinechem. That assumer can get involved in also. A suma can also anticipate in advance and project into the future that which he wants to be without actually being tempted by it, by seeing it. There's a certain musig. The musig appeals to him. The musig. Of Hefkaitis. There's a certain musig of Hefkaitis that appeals to him. It doesn't appeal to a person before his ayin is necessarily raya in it, because he's seen it before. But it's appealing. Is Dosh Date. That's what the Pasuk is saying over here. Avada, in terms of the actual going and the process that a person gets sucked into and ultimately is led down the way to doing the Aveda, the Ayin is the first thing, Shtein Rashi, that the Ayin is Raya Memela, the Raya, the Riyaf, and the Inayim itself engenders, it creates in the person a certain type and Cheshik, which he would never have without the Ayin. He would never be tempted on a physical level, because the Ayin is that which Lemaisa, of course, has the koyach to tempt a person. There's a lot of schmutz that if a person never saw, he would never have a cheshek for it. So why does he have a cheshek to see it? Because he has a cheshek to something which he has no cheshek for at the point. But the musig is somewhat appealing to him. What would it be like if we experimented and walked that road? Look at these people, they're enjoying it. I'm not enjoying it. Chonish ke cheshek about them. But I would like to be b'chol those people that have such an enjoyment. Shtein the pasuk v'hayu lochem letzitzis fader isem oisa. Before the Re'isem Oysa, before the Re'iyah, a person has a Ratzon HaPnimi, a person has to make a choice. There's a choice that a person makes. V'hoyu lochem letzitzis, you have to choose Ruchnis. At that point, it's not hard. A person can choose to surround himself, to maximize his closeness, his proximity with his Rabbeim, with his Chaverim, the Chaverim that could help him, and that he can learn from, and so on. A person can utilize and avail himself of many resources, many things in his life. He can create siddurim. He could get close to certain individuals again. That will put him in a position that will be v'hayu lochem letzitzis v'memelu re'isem ha'yisei. Then it will be the ayin will be raya the tzitzis. But you have to first choose the tzitzis. It has to be, that can't be forced. The Torah doesn't force that upon you. That's a mitzvah kiyumis. Because a person has to want to want. That is what a person chooses. A person chooses, he projects in the future. And he has a clear cup. At this point he's objective. Because at this point he has, and his ayin was not yet raya. Not, he wasn't raya the shmutz, and he maybe wasn't raya the ruchnius. But he could choose for himself, what is it that I want? So a person chooses, v'hayu lochem letzitzis, you could put yourself in the position, you can have a summer, and be in the surroundings, in an environment that is an environment that you'll be able to use the maximum, the ruchnius, and you're going to choose to be in a situation. When you get into the car, where is the car going? The hasnachlish ken taiva, right? You open the book, you don't have a taiva yet. Don't put yourself in the position that the taiva is going to develop al yidei the ayin royim and mele the leif chaymed and the guf of the taiva. Surround yourself. Put yourself in positions where you have goals of ruchnius, where you have siddurim, that you have things that you want to accomplish. minimize as much as is able. Minimize with all your efforts. Don't be in a situation that you could say afterwards, how foolish is it to put yourself in a situation to experiment with things? To experiment with things you don't even have a taiva for. But the pshat is, you're just at a stage of life that you feel so insecure, so adrift that you have to latch on to things that you don't even have a cheshek for because they seem. Look into the future. Look what it is that's important that has chashivas. Attach yourself to that which has chashivas. Experiment with ruchnias. Experiment with things which have an everlasting chashivas. Experiment with things that sit down. If you don't eat Malav Malka, experiment with Malav Malka. See what it is. So it can't be explained. There are a lot of things that can't be explained. I couldn't explain to you the pleasure of going on a roller coaster either. You have somebody to be mazbid why it's fun. You can't explain why it's fun. Because you go up, then you go down, and you think you're not going to go up, and then you think you're not going to go down, and you get nauseous, and there's an adrenaline. Yes, but no one's going to deny that. Right? You experiment. It didn't stop you. So experiment with ruchnias.